Blog Talk Radio.
In life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know him. But fuck him, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, time for picking it up. Let's go.
Anyway, he never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even in starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connect. Never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. He's only focused on what he wrote, his will is beyond reach. And now it all unfolds, the skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear, be 100% clear, cause Ryder was ill. Who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man, why you had the stupidest verse? This dude is the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots and stocks through the roof. I heard him fucking with S-Dot.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
We call him Ryder. And he's spitting fire and mice. Got him out the dryer, he's hot. Sign him in Fort Minor with top. But a fucking nihilist porcupine. He's a prick, he's a cop. The type women wanna be within. Rappers hope he gets shot. 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, this shit is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of shit that comes out of this kid's throat top. He's not your everyday on the block. He knows how to work with what he's got, making his way to the top. He don't think it's the common on his name. People keep asking him, was it? Giving that birth that doesn't stand for an act with him. No, he's living proof. Let him rock in the booth. He'll get you buzzing quicker than a shot of vodka with juice. Him and his crew are known around as one of the best. Dedicated to what they do and give 100%.
Forget Mike. Nobody really knows how or why he works so hard. It seems like he's never got time because he writes every note and he writes every line. And I've seen him at work when that light goes on in his mind. It's like a design that's written in his head every time before he even touches a key or speaks in a rhyme. And those motherfuckers he runs with, the kids that he signed, ridiculous without even trying. How do they do it? 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
Fort Minor, M. Shinoda, Styles of Beyond, Ryu, Chuck.
Well, world, we back in here. Sports Talk on Twin Radio, D-Boy and Matty Ice.
What's good, man? How you feeling today, baby?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Having a good day.
Did you? Well, we can't say the same for Aaron Hernandez.
That's true. That's one of the top headlines today.
Go ahead and feed the people what's going on in the sports world.
Well, if you've watched anything in the news lately, you've seen that Aaron Hernandez charged with murder and 5 counts of gun
charges.
Yeah. So, it ain't looking too good for that man right now. We got Roger Federer, knocked out in the second round of Wimbledon.
And Nadal was knocked out earlier. And then on the women's side, Sharapova was knocked out today as well.
Wimbledon just ain't doing too hot for them.
Looks like a clear path to the championship for Serena and Novak Djokovic.
It's kind of wide open, you ask me. Two of the top names on the men's side.
Novak Djokovic is number one in the world,
it's
though.
True. It's
a straight line for him.
Looks like anything can happen, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be him or Andy Murray. I like both of them.
Sources say that A-Rod's wary of the Yanks. I don't know if y'all know that story. But A-Rod apparently went to a doctor, and he was like, yeah, you're cool to go back. And then Brian Cashman was like,
A-Rod just needs to shut the bleep up.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but A-Rod probably isn't going to be at the Yankees too much longer. So we'll see. And then we got Mark Teixeira out for, I don't remember how long we've
been. What happened to Tex, man? It just seems like after the Rangers and that 1 year with the Yankees when they won the World Series, he just ain't Tex anymore.
I guess the PEDs you quit using. I don't say that, man. Just play it. After a strange ordeal, according to ESPN, the Clips introduced Rivers today as their new head coach.
We're
going to get into that.
Yeah, I got some things to say about that, man, in the NBA as a whole.
We got Larry Bird returning to Pacers as the team president.
I'd say so.
I mean, I
he left when it was hard. Why not jump back on the bandwagon when it was looking good?
Heath Riley wants to bring back the team's core, which
is Bosh Wade.
Pretty.
And Mario Chalmers, they exercise a team option on him, so he's going to be getting $4.8 million next year.
Yeah, they're just going to reload again.
Yeah.
Depending on how injured.
What's rebuilding in Miami? They don't rebuild, they reload.
We got Oregon in the college football world placed on a 3-year probation.
Now, something I want to ask you, Matt, they got put on 3 years probation. I saw something else for something happened to Brian
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly. How are you going to do that? He's in the NFL. What's the NFL?
Okay, but the only thing they put down on Chip Kelly there, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later, they put a show cause penalty for 18 months, I think is what it was, which means that he can't come coach in the college football anymore unless they say so for 18 months.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's not going to get fired for 1 year.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I don't think that's going to affect him too much. One big thing, they lost 3 scholarships for 3 years. It's not a big deal.
No,
I mean,
not a big deal.
Then we have the Browns, a rookie linebacker charged with attempted murder.
What is up with these football players, man?
I'm not sure. We're going to talk about it, but. And then we have the Bruins Bergeron, which is a key component of their team.
Speaking of that.
How hospitalized.
Speaking of the Bruins, I think Matt here, he picked the Bruins. And I said, I don't know. Watch out for them Blackhawks, man. I said it. They was the Bruins up 2-1? Or was it the Blackhawks? No, the Bruins was up 2-1 because I said Blackhawks are resilient. Just like the series before. They was down 3-0 to the Red Wings, and you saw what happened. So,
it'll be all right.
Anyway, man, but the big story in the sports world, I know everybody's talking about it. I saw earlier, I was watching the arraignment on ESPN. Twitter was blowing up crazy with everything. If you know D-Boy personally, then you know that I am a Pats fan. And if you know
me, I think your favorite player was Aaron Hernandez.
Yes. Everybody, you would think Pats ought to be Tom Brady be my dude. Tom Brady is my dude, but my favorite player, hands down, was Aaron Hernandez. And did you watch any proceedings on the arraignment?
I watched a little bit before that soccer game came on.
Yeah, Brazil soccer game. I was watching it, man, and Aaron Hernandez, like they got a bunch of circumstantial evidence on it, I would say.
Yeah, there's a difference.
There's
a difference between circumstantial evidence and
hard evidence.
And hard evidence is where you have a witness that actually saw what went down, can testify that that's what went down. Right now, from what I understand,
basically,
they have circumstantial evidence that he was the last person.
That's what he gets charged for. He was the last person with him. Now, I'm not saying that Aaron Hernandez did do it. I'm not saying that he didn't do it. But the day of, and correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but the day of when they found Odin's body, Aaron Hernandez destroyed his security system, smashed his cell phone, and hired a cleaning crew to come in and clean his house. Now, that's a big stretch to just say that's coincidental. You know what I'm saying? Aaron is my dude. Hearn's my dude. That'd be a big coincidence for just that. You've got to have a good story, I think, for that reason. But to be charged for attempted murder off of you just being the last
do with them. I think they're going to need a little bit more than that to convict him on that. But either way, Aaron Hernandez is going to jail. Either way. So whether it's for the murder or – but he's definitely going for the gun charge.
Right now, they have enough to charge him and convict him of the gun charges.
Yep.
For sure. There's no doubt about that.
Anybody
out there hoping Hernandez ain't going to see jail time, anything like that –
I'm one of them.
You might as well throw it out the window because they got him on the drug or the gun charges. Right now, I don't know if they have enough evidence other than him being the last one with them smashing his stuff, which I don't know how that would help.
He's gonna need a big reason to why all that happened. He's gonna need a humongous reason to why he done all that stuff.
So right now, I don't know if they have enough to convict him of first degree murder. But he's definitely going to jail for a few years. I hate to say it, but he's going to jail.
He's definitely going to jail. When they searched his home, they did find a handgun that hadn't been licensed, didn't have a permit, so a legal firearm. So he's definitely going to jail for that. And on another note, when it comes to Aaron Hernandez. I'm really looking forward to seeing. I don't know if they're going to air it, the whole proceeding. I know they aired the arraignment down this end. I don't know if they're going to do the whole thing, but he was denied bail until his court date, July 24th, when the proceedings start. But another thing, before it all happened, before we knew when they came and arrested him at 8:45 this morning, everybody was thinking it was going to be obstruction.
Of justice
on him, and when I was like, well, not, how are you gonna charge him with obstruction of justice? Because they said they're gonna charge him with obstruction of justice because of the simple fact that he destroyed his cell phone, had to clean in,
which it turns out was a false report.
Supposedly, it is a false report. But even with that, how can that be? I don't understand how that you can charge him obstruction of justice with doing that stuff, unless you know for a clear fact that stuff was on there to begin with, and then you destroyed it.
Well, I feel like the reason that the police department and the FBI did say that they were going to charge him with that because they felt like there was something on there, kind of like an assumption, which, like I said earlier, it was turned out that that was a false
accusation.
So, but still, even if with that arising, they had some idea that there was something on his cell phone that would either put him at the scene, would incriminate him, whatever. So I think that's why they did it. But like I said, it was a false accusation. I think the police just had...
I think that was just a smokescreen out there to try to get Hernandez to work with him. And I think Aaron Hernandez called their bluff, so they went ahead and they came and searched the house twice and then got the warrant to go ahead and arrest him for that. So, I mean, and then when I was watching ESPN earlier, they showed that both lawyers went in, and one of his lawyers was a criminal defense attorney. As soon as I heard that, I definitely didn't. You're not going to bring a criminal defense attorney in for obstruction of justice. I don't think so.
I wouldn't feel like you would either.
I mean, I think a normal lawyer, a regular lawyer, would be able to handle that. And I don't know if he would, but maybe he would want to fish off that kind of cheddar to somebody to do that for him. But as soon as I heard that, I felt like it was going to be the murder charge. And they were showing Hernandez in court. He looked calm, collected, didn't look like anything was bothering him, didn't look shook at all from what I saw.
Yeah, when they were reading why they arrested him in court and everything, I know you're talking about on ESPN. I was watching it for, like I said, for a little bit. Yeah, he didn't seem jittery. He didn't seem
shook up.
He just kind of stood there and listened to him
and let them
say what they're gonna say.
But which, I mean,
he did plead not guilty.
So I mean, innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. So I mean, but there is a lot of things against Aaron Hernandez. What you said, the accusations that they put on him about doing all that was false. But they did, I guess they did confiscate Odin's cell phone, if I heard it right. They confiscated his cell phone and saw that they had been texting back and forth and supposedly were together that night. But that, I mean, I don't,
That's just strange to me how you can charge somebody with first-degree murder because they're the last one with them.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, he's going to have to know something since he was.
Not necessarily. Like, he could have been with him at night, and he could have been like, yo, just drop me off right here, you know what I'm saying, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Aaron Hernandez, drop him off, go to the house, chill out, next thing you know, that's going on. I'm saying, I just don't see how you, off those bases of being like, you're going to get charged.
I think they have enough to where they can hold him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they have enough information to, like, completely convict him. I think they're trying to tie in the gun. That's what
I'm having a gun, trying to tie that in.
I think they're keeping him just to see if he'll actually spill the information that they need, per se, whether he knows it or not. So,
I mean, you could look at it both ways. I'm saying if they were close, which is seems to say that they were close, according to that was his sister's boyfriend, and if they were hanging out or whatever, if he did know anything and they were close, if he didn't have anything to lose, he would have told them, you know what I'm saying, just went ahead and told them what exactly happened if they were that close. Like, something happened to, you know what I'm saying, one of my boys I was with, I would try everything to find out. So if he's holding information or if he's not holding information, that still remains to be seen. That'll be brought out on July 24th when they start the proceeding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to go. Like, I don't know what kind of assumption to make after this. I don't have all the information. But right now, it's not looking too good for Aaron Hernandez.
No.
It's really not.
I mean, he's going to jail. I'm point blank period. He's going to serve some kind of prison time. And it's kind of, you know, thinking back to all the notable athletes that have served in prison time, Michael Vick with the dog fighting, Plaxico Burress with the banishing a firearm, shooting himself in the club, you know, releasing a firearm in a public place.
We also have a couple of lists here of athletes that have been charged with murder.
Yes.
And one of them, well.
The most notable one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Ray Lewis. And then we have the attempted murder from the Walcott rookie that Browns just drafted. So,
and another notable name on there,
Leonard Stallworth.
Now, this is what I don't understand. You brought up Dante Stallworth. As I was talking about the Plaxico Burress thing, Plaxico Burress accidentally shot himself in the leg and went to jail. Dante Stallworth was drunk driving a car, hit a man on a sidewalk, killed him, didn't pull a danger. I might be mistaken, but I did think he might have maybe pulled 30 days in jail. But you killed a human being behind a motor vehicle, and you was intoxicated.
If you want to go with that, you also look at Vic, where he was fighting dogs. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't approve of dog fighting. I don't condone it or anything like that. But, I mean, this looks like you value a dog's life
more than a human being's.
That
just goes back to Plaxico. Plaxico served, was it 2 years?
2 years.
2 years in prison for shooting himself in the leg accidentally. He was licensed to carry the gun. It was all him. Dante Stallworth kills a man with a car, 30 days in jail. His license is suspended for the rest of his life and has to pull some crazy amount of odd numbers of community service. But Plaxico Burress goes to jail for shooting himself in the leg.
It's hard. I really don't know what to think about the justice system.
It's got some loopholes.
It's mind blowing, really. Maybe it just goes down to what kind of attorney you have.
Maybe so.
Because
for you get off for killing a man and you still playing in the NFL. My Patriots picked him up for a playoff game. Sure. He played. And then he got hurt and we ended up releasing him. But what? You killed a man in a motor vehicle.
I know, dude. I agree with you totally.
It's just mind-blowing to me. Like, I'm not saying it towards you. That's just mind-blowing to me.
Which, you're talking about the Patriots releasing not their Stallworth. Mm-hmm. They have already released
Aaron Hernandez. Which I told you last week, that's what they're going to do.
That's probably
what they're going to do. The New England Patriots don't play that. Your name gets brought up in something. I told you his name got brought up in something. And it's something even more than bringing his name was out. He's going to get
Something.
I'm saying they just didn't come out today and Robert Kraft walked down and be like, okay, we're releasing him because he just got arrested. They've been planning this for a couple days, getting all the paperwork right and all that. So ever since Aaron Hernandez
name was probably brought up,
investigated and heavy and had the police searching his house, Robert Kraft already knew he was releasing him right then and there. And what's even more crazy is last August he signed a 5-year extension for $40 million. And when they asked him about it, he said, this franchise has turned my life around. I can't do any – I don't want to be – I've had some troubles in my past in Florida. He's like, but I got to do things the Patriots way. I got to do it a certain way. And then look what happens. That just tells you –
it's not
– athletes – I honestly think athletes think they're invincible.
I don't disagree with you.
They honestly think they're invincible. Like we had it when about a month ago when we brought up the athletes who had lost money – and all that. And I said, Ben, you've got all this money. What are you doing? Like, why put yourself in any kind of situation of anything of that nature? You just signed a 5-year contract for $40 million. You're making $8 million a year.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
You can
live off that for a while. If you're smart about it, he could just play off that contract, retire, and live off that for the rest of his life if you play this smart.
He really could.
So now it's all gone. And that's what I'm saying.
His whole life is kind of screwed up.
Definitely. It's always going to have a black eye on his image if it beats it.
Even if he beats the murder charge, like we said, he's probably going to jail for
up to five years at least.
5 years, he's 23 now, it puts him at 28. He could make a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, he'll make, yeah. After that, if a team wants to pick him up, which I'm sure he will, he's still young, 28, you're still in your prime. I'm sure he's not going to be doing nothing in prison except lifting weights. So if he does come out, I'm sure somebody will give him a chance and then losing all that time. But you shouldn't put yourself in those situations.
Let's hypothetically say that he doesn't do anything in prison but just sit there and spend his time. And when he gets out, let's say he doesn't have, you know, the ability to come back and play. That puts a horrible image on you, even trying to get a job.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure if you wanted to go and apply at some major corporation or just some little
background check.
Oh, you was what's up with this? You was charged with murder? Oh, but you was charged, right? Oh,
hey,
and a firearm?
You look at the applications, they ask you, are you a convicted felon? Have you been charged with anything?
I definitely understand, but I do think whenever this is all blown over, and me personally, I just want to send condolences out to the Odin family and all that. But when this is over and Hernandez, of course, he's going to, whatever the outcome is, if he doesn't get the first-degree murder charge and he just pulls the gun, the gun charge, and he does get out, and he wants to make a comeback. The world's about second chances. Somebody's going to take a chance on him. I'm saying if somebody took a chance on Michael Bish, somebody took a chance on Plaxico Burress, the Ravens held on to Ray Lewis. So Dante Stallworth got signed by the New England Patriots after what he did. So it is a league of second chances. He would get a second chance, but football should be the last thing on anybody's mind right now.
Really,
of course, you know what I'm saying? This is a sports talk show, but it should be the last thing on the mind, of course, because this is way bigger than football itself. This is life or death,
sports,
anything. This is one family, possibly two families, losing members of their family, whether it be with Hernandez to major jail time if he gets the first degree charge, or with Odin.
He's really looking at 25 to life if he's charged with murder.
If he gets charged with murder, the way that they was talking and I perceived it, is that's life. If you first degree murder, you get, that's life with no parole. And then after 20 or 25 years, then you get to appeal and get to see if you can get parole. So if that happens, he's looking at 25, yeah, okay. He's looking at 58 before he can even try to get out.
It's definitely, this is a serious charge. Nobody should undermine this, even if he does beat it, because this is a serious accusation.
Serious.
Serious.
Like, that's one thing in life you can't get. You can get money. You can earn money. You know what I'm saying? You can get fame, get it taken away, earn fame again.
time you can't get back. You just, it doesn't, there's no way. Once the day passed, that day's gone. When years passed,
that day's gone. She probably wouldn't even, depending on how old his mother is, she probably wouldn't even see her after he gets out. Because at 58, you're looking at your mother. If she's 20, you're looking at her being 78 years old.
And she ain't 20.
That's what I'm thinking.
She's at least 45, 50 at the moment.
Yeah, so other than visitations, you're not even going to see your family. He's got a daughter, though.
I'm not sure.
You miss her whole life. Because, I mean, really, I understand some people give second chances, but if you look at, if your daughter just looks at you and you're like, you're a murderer, I don't want to have nothing to do. You got to think about that. Like, whenever you are putting yourself in these kind of situations, you ought to be thinking about more than just how you feel right there.
Definitely.
Because, like you said, something you can't get back.
Exactly. And you're a public figure. Because Aaron Hernandez, I mean, the fame that he has. He's a known face in that Boston area, hands down.
And not just that, but you play for the Patriots.
Yes.
They have a standard of how you should be.
Definitely.
How you should live your life.
That was the team of the decade. So that's the team you play for, and they're not gonna do anything about that. But definitely more to go on with this Aaron Hernandez situation. I'm sure we'll come back and touch on a little bit more. We're gonna go ahead and pay some bills real quick. Jump into our first break. This is D-Boy and Matty Ice Sports Talk on Slam Radio.
My apartment's a long time ago, I knew a bad bitch, but she was kinda slow. Still gave it up when it's a few of us. She let me finger fuck her on the school bus. We used to cut school with her, run train. She wanna hang with her, we want one thing. She penetrating that dope, dog. She choke on it like smoke, dog. But whenever I fucked up my re-up, in a dice game, I go see her. She'd give me enough to buy a quarter ounce, then blow a blunt of that reefer. She used to buy a nigga new sneaker, pay the bill on my beeper, just so she could pay me for the 69, and I know it's time to go freak her. Then one day I just asked her, why you always getting answer? I mean, damn, me ho get paid, all you do is get laid. This shit don't add up. She say, till all I wanna do is feel love. Even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know a nigga only finna hit it, then never call back, I still fuck. And that fucked up, she so trill. I need some, she go still. When the trap hot and police ride, nigga, get where we go chill. For about 4 years, she held up for my 4 pounds till it go down. I remember shouting, she stayed down. I won't say her name, cause she mad now.
So loud and I'm in my bed. I think of all the madness in my head. Oh, all of the things that I did back then. Oh, and in my bed, I think of all the memories I've had. Oh, all of the things that I did back then.
She would always turn heads. She would always make moves how boss do. And she never gave any nigga time of day. But she the chick all the niggas try to talk to. But when it came to me, she had a thing for me. When we kicked it, she rolled up the weed for me. And we both cut class post up in the cut, steady watching just to see if the police coming. We got close over time, her and I. Right around the time that I first got signed. Come to think about it, I was about 17. I ain't even have a license, couldn't even drive. I was going back and forth with each flight. Another show after show, each night. She became so suspicious of these other bitches. She go through my phone and we fight. Talk about torn between the two. Wasn't really much more that we could do. Wasn't really much space for us. She stayed down with every tour she see me do. But I guess one night I had a few. One night I had a few. Yeah, this little chick that caught my eye, I told her hurry up, meet me at the room. And no, I didn't have a contraceptive. With my common sense neglected. 2 months later, next thing I know, I got a text instead of pregnant. And you can almost bet she kept it. And that's the reason why you left me. On top of all that, it wasn't even mine. I went and got paternity tested.
I think of all the men
big old thighs after school. J305, I gave me high five when I said I'm in high pursuit. You said I won't ride until Kendrick drive a new Monte Carlo that cruise. And that shot my pride, I tried to improv, but no freestyle, I never do. You're looking for the nigga with the tallest fetish. You're overlooking every nigga that ain't quite ready to make it rain on you like I'm about to break a levy. Hold up. That pussy petty, yeah, your nail did, your head did, your cell phone is selfish. It only got numbers that come with a Hummer, her new prima donna, I smelt it. Tried to make you mine, tried to make some time, but I ain't got the time or the patience to stop and wait in line. Her dreams hoes Versace, she fought for Armani. Only deal with rich niggas, fuck you and Mick Romney. I'm grown now, I'm on my own now, I'm poppin'. Change my phone now, when I get home now, I got options. Fast forward, wait, is that you? With them big old thighs after school? And your three kids and three baby daddies in car notes, that's overdue. I know.
I'm ready for a rise.
Yeah. How can the one that's most loved be the most hated?
Yeah.
Life like a drug, it got me all sedated.
Yeah.
I seen a lot of shit, but even though I'm faded, they say I never made it, but somehow I'm still the greatest. Started from the bottom, and then I kept climbing. Bars so hot, I'm about to change the fucking climate. Goons by the hundreds, you don't want a fucking problem. Cause even with a condom, they'll pop him in his noggin. Wait, but I ain't about violence. So when you're trying to make it, somebody gonna try you. That's why you gotta keep a strong team right behind you. Your right hand man should be standing right beside you. Yeah, I am the truth, I wouldn't lie to you. You gotta have real people that'll ride for you. But you don't know about trying to survive, do you? So you don't know why they really call me Rise, do you? Started from the bottom, now I'm here. High definition just to make shit clear. Never been scared, only God I fear. Only man that can see me is the man in the mirror. Yeah, I started out rapping, never been lacking. I was doing shows from Atlanta to Athens. Then I started acting, Eli yelling action. Blowing up out chair, and I ain't been lacking. Attached to the big picture, no tagging. Flow so sick, when I spit, I'm gagging. Fire when I breathe, on the track, I'm dragging. My drummer got him running, jumping on the bandwagon. You funny money, and you probably wonder why we laughing. Started out bummy, now they love me for my fashion. You wanna be me, but you ain't no captain. You ain't going get it. You was sitting back asking. I go and get it, but I never was a waiter. I'm headed for the top, going up elevator. If you don't wanna see me up there, you's a hater. I'm running this town, I might as well be the mayor. Give me that paper, I need it in layers. Piles up cheese, something like a grater. I get around, something like a race. Independent, so I'm indie, but I'm not a pacer. Give me 500, I'ma flip it in the air. If anybody want it, they can meet me over there. I'm in them bright lights, something like a dare. I don't get bucks, man, it's really not fair. I started from the bottom, now I'm here. High definition just to make shit clear. Never been scared, only God I fear. Only man that can see me is the man in the mirror. Rise Rashid, who is hotter than me? I be going in, so you know I got the key. I'm grade A, straight up out the V. I be shitting on them, but I really gotta pee. I started from the bottom like a chair. Now I gotta stand up, put your hands up in the air. I know you hear a lot of rappers all up in your ear, but when you hear me, none of them compare. I started from the bottom, now I'm here. I started from the bottom, now I'm here.
On the track.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Started from the bottom, now the whole thing, man. Man, shout out to Roz Rashid on that one, man. Anyway, but we back up in here. Sports Talk, Twin Radio, D-Boy, Matty Ice. We let off a little bit of the headlines, and something we came across was of course, Doc Rivers to the Clips. Matt, what you thinking?
Well, I mean,
I'm a Boston fan, so I'm kind of like, what is Boston doing? But for the Clippers, it's a good pickup. It's a great pickup.
Chris Paul's coming back.
Chris Paul will come. I'm pretty sure Chris Paul will come back after this. I'm pretty sure that he's going to be able to handle that team perfectly. I mean, they're probably going to be a championship contender next year. No joke.
Easily.
Like, I will go ahead and say it. Clippers might be playing possibly the Heat next year in the finals.
Well, now that you got your grace and your praise after the Clippers doing that, Chris Paul, now it's time for me to lay the boom down. And what I mean about that is, who does the NBA think they are? David Stern, have you not retired yet? Aren't you supposed to be retired? Why are you still calling shots, man?
I know what you're talking about.
Let me get this straight. The whole reason the Clippers got Doc Rivers is so that they can make a trade that would make it for easier for KG and Paul Pierce to both want to come to L.A. You know that going in. But wait until they actually sign Doc Rivers and say, nah, y'all can't have trade talks for the Celtics till next season. What? David Stern, he's had his good run, but the past couple years, he's been getting on my nerves.
He really has. Like, I will leave
the stuff he's done, like the void trade from Chris Paul to the Lakers, why? You want to void that? Why? That's what the Lakers do. Every time a superstar goes out, a Hall of Fame player leaves, they bring in another one. Who are you to say Chris Paul can't go to the Lakers because you think it's bad for the league? That's good for the league. When the Lakers are good, the Knicks are good, the Heat are good, Boston's good, the league is good. Nobody wants to see the Spurs and the Pistons in the finals again. I'm telling you, that was one of the most least watched finals ever. So you're going to tell the Clippers they can't have trade talks with the Celtics, and you know what they was doing the whole time. You just basically bent them over and told them what was up. Now, it's been known that probably the Celtics are going to buy out Paul Pierce's contract in the last year, the $13 million that he's owed. The KG's still down for 2 more years. You think he's going to wait 2 more years and he's going to play in L.A.? He's probably done real soon.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Who does the NBA think they are?
To be honest, I really wanted them to trade KG. I kind of want to see Paul Pierce come back just because he's played his whole career there.
That's another thing. Why would you want to even trade Paul Pierce? That's like the Lakers trading Kobe. Now, Paul Pierce isn't Kobe, but to that franchise, he is.
I mean, Paul Pierce has been there from the start. He's went through the, 20. He's been there when they won.
What's going to happen next week? Oh, well, we don't know if Kobe's Achilles is going to heal properly, so we're going to trade him to the Dallas Mavericks. Really? Really? I mean, really?
I'm not disagreeing with you, man. Because right now the Boston Celtics are middle-of-the-road team.
They're in a rebuilding stage.
I know. They're not bad, and they're not good. They're right in the middle.
Which leads me to another thing that I was watching on First Take a couple days ago. Do you think Rondo's going to want to stay there for the rebuilding process? Arguably top 3, top 5 point guard in the NBA? When he's healthy, I would probably put him number 1 if it wasn't for Chris Paul.
No,
if Stephen A. said, then next year he's always in trade talk, so, and then that goes back to the big 3. Rondo might be there, so you're looking at the Celtics, what, we going to relive 0-2, 0-3 over again? Let's win 20 games. Let's let Paul Pierce go.
The only reason that I want to see Paul Pierce stay there is, like I said before, he's been there his whole career. I'd like to see him retire as a Celtic.
That's what it should be.
But, on the other hand, I want him to bring somebody in, or I want him to be bad, so he mitigates.
Well, they had to be trade talks, because y'all was going to be nice. I promised you it was going to be nice. They was going to trade either DeAndre Jordan or Blake Griffin to the C's for KG or Paul Pierce, or however they want to work that deal. Rondo and Blake Griffin? You think Lob City on the West was nasty?
Rondo and DeAndre Jordan?
Rondo and Blake Griffin.
Oh,
all that up. Why? Is that what you want? You don't want L.A.?
Because
when I said L.A.
is a small market NBA.
We don't want to see it. I don't want to see the Bucks in the finals. Well, that's never going to happen anyway with LeBron on the East. But still, I don't want to see in the West. I would like to see the Warriors. Like, I'd like to see the Warriors. Steph Curry, he's a great player. I would like
have,
to see that.
They have people exciting to watch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I don't.
Who the Bucks have exciting to watch? Right?
It's bigger. It's better for the league when you have Lakers versus Boston in the finals. Lakers and the Heat in the finals. You have the Knicks in the final. Like, the league is just better. They get more money and revenue. I think David Stern saying, well, it's my last year, guys. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and flush the toilet and pull the plug on the bathtub. Let it all go down the drain. I ain't got to worry about it. LeBron James, I ain't got no worries. I mean, seriously, why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know David Stern's ideas. Like, it's off the wall. I mean, this was going to help both teams in all seriousness.
Paging Stu Jackson, please report to the commissioner's office to kick David Stern out. Over.
I mean, this was going to help both the East and the West.
It was.
Tremendously.
Yes.
But they're like, no.
Not rolling it up.
Get trade.
No. L.A. Lakers. L.A. Lakers already got Roy Howard. He ain't staying. That's my opinion. He ain't.
Boy, I don't like to move too much.
He does like to move. Well, maybe he needs to move his butt back to the free throw line in the offseason and shoot him so maybe he can hit some shots so they don't lose the games at the end. That's where he needs to move.
You're harsh on
him. No, I'm not harsh on him. If you're supposed to be the dominant big man in the NBA, but you can only score on the right block because you have no left hand. None at all. No left hand. But you're the dominant big man. Yeah, I'm going to be hard on you. Shaq, he don't matter if he was at the three-point line. He'll back you all the way down on the left block and shoot a sky hook with his left hand.
Actually, I think he just dunked it and ripped the rim off.
Even better.
But anyway, I just really don't know what David Stern and the NBA organization, like the head organization, is doing, to be honest. Like, I don't understand why you can't trade a coach and players to the same team.
You can trade players, but you can't trade coaches. That's ridiculous.
My thing is, like, what is a team going to do? Trade all their best players to a team so they can win a championship? No.
They just don't.
To be honest, the Celtics probably don't even want to see the Clippers do well.
Well, definitely they don't.
So, what I'm saying is, this was just an agreed trade where they both benefit. They both are going to benefit from this trade. Whether you count Doc Rivers into this or not, they're both going to benefit either way.
And what we're talking about, what
they're going to be like, no. You can only trade Doc Rivers for a first-round pick.
While we're talking about coaches moving, man, I just want to give a round of applause, hats off, Denver Nuggets. It's about time somebody picked up Brian Shaw. It is about time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how they're going to run the triangle offense in Denver, but you can try.
You can give it a shot.
You can say give it a wingo, give it a tango.
You can figure out what they're good at. I mean, they have good young players. How often?
Oh, yeah, they're a great team. Great up-and-coming team. Need a little bit more pieces here and there. I'm going to be there. Well, bless you, son. But, yeah, hats off to the Nuggets for picking up Brian Shaw, man. It's about time somebody gave him a job. But, anyway, more on in the NBA. I don't know y'all out there, if y'all listening to this show, if y'all were a sports junkie like I am, but I go to sleep and wake up to ESPN ever since I was like 9. I don't remember watching another TV show. So I'm collecting stuff in my sleep. So when it was going, since, you know, the Heat, speaking of which, let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. Finals champs, Miami Heat, Game 7. What is your lasting impression of the NBA Finals? I just want to...
Well, first off, I want to give hats off to San Antonio. Played a great Game 7, even though I really thought they wouldn't come out and show anything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that Game 6 was brutal. Very brutal. But I can't take anything away from Miami because LeBron played like he's supposed to. Dwayne Wade stepped up. Chris Bosh played a little defense, but he didn't do much else.
I don't know, but it ain't against him. We need him in game six, and he stepped up. Two humongous offensive rebounds against him.
Yeah, so hats off to the Heat. Played a great, great, great series. But I can't take anything away from the Spurs at the same time. They had a great series as well, just to push it to seven games. What I did take from game seven, and the Heat winning it, this might be a little shock to you, but Kawhi Leonard, he's going to be a baller, son. He's going to be a baller.
I believe it. I definitely believe it. Because for once, everybody that's listening, for once, can we get off the, LeBron can't do it in the fourth quarter. He can't hit the big shots. Your boy Kawhi Leonard is going to be a baller, got balled on. But that 16-foot jumper in his mouth to seal it up. Can we stop all that now? Can we just embrace greatness?
Just so I can go ahead and say this. Still hate LeBron. Sorry. I'm going to hate him until he retires, and then I'll be like, thank God if y'all. But I can't say anything other than that was just fantastic finals out of him. It was a great finals.
Definitely a great finals.
Especially games 6 and 7. He played like LeBron should.
Is it okay if
I've always thought LeBron should.
Is it okay if I have a minute rant real fast?
Go ahead.
Ever since the finals have ended, I'm saying this is I'll almost say a whole show. Ever since the finals have ended, all I keep hearing is, where was LeBron the first 2-3 games? Where was LeBron at? The series should have been over before then. Oh, LeBron's not really that great. He's got a good helper in Dwayne Wade. Oh, he's got Ray Allen hitting clutch threes. Excuse me. He's got Ray Allen hitting clutch threes. He's not great. Can we quit diminishing greatness when we see it? Like, and it goes with any sport. Any great player, everybody always wants to point out the flaws. Like, why didn't he do this better? Why didn't he do that better? Instead of looking at the whole package and being like, okay, greatness is here. Let's watch it happen. It doesn't matter what you say. We should appreciate greatness when it comes to LeBron. Whether it's going up against Michael Jordan or not. Because either way, even if he's not taking over Michael Jordan's spot, he's still making history. Am I right or wrong? Is he not making history? Forget the MJ factor. Even if he doesn't be better than MJ, is he not making history? Are we witnessing history? Like, last time a player won back-to-back season MVP awards and back-to-back NBA titles was Michael Jordan. And then before that was Bill Russell. 1 of 3. He joins that class. Can we embrace greatness? That's what I'm just tired of saying. That's my rant. I'm just tired. Like, quit downplaying greatness. It is happening right now. Embrace it. Watch. That's all I'm saying.
Well, to go along with what you're saying, I think that what people downplay, for example, like you said, where was he in game one, game two, whatever, if you want to get on that. Why doesn't he play like he did game six and game seven all the time?
He does.
He puts up 37 a game every night.
And I'm going to counteract that and just diminish your argument right here, right now. You see him put up the numbers all season, right? Do teams prep hard for teams that they play on when they run a three-game stretch? When they get done, do they go straight to the bus? All right, now LeBron, he likes to post up 65% of the time on the right side when he catches the ball off a pick-and-roll from Mario Jones. Do they do that? They don't do that. It's a seven-game series. Adjustments need to be made. So, let's see, San Antonio had, a week off? A whole week to try and slow down the greatest player on the planet. And it worked. Game one, game two, and then game three, I think it was, when he started coming on. What do great players do? What does Kobe Bryant do? They make adjustments. It's a seven-game series. So they're prepping for him to shut him down by himself.
So what does he do? He counteracts that with, okay, well, it's my turn to make adjustments. And that's when you've seen games 4 through 7, he become a man-child LeBron, we know. He had to make adjustments. He had to get confident and just take the jump shot that they was giving him.
Yeah, I mean,
he does that regular season all time long because you're not prepping for him. You can say, oh, well, I know LeBron's going to try to go down the lane, but it's not like you're prepping and you're sitting there in the film room and you're sitting there at practice and you're like, okay, make sure you crash hard to the middle when he goes right because that's where he loves to go. Make sure you come off the shooter in the left corner. I don't care who it is. We don't want LeBron shorting layups. They don't do that in regular season. It's just go out there and play basketball, the best team wins. Playoff 7-game series, we saw it. Slow start with Indiana, adjusted LeBron James. Slow start with San Antonio, adjusted NBA Finals.
Well, I mean, I agree with you to a point. I mean, I know that they sit there and they're like, check it out, LeBron dribbles 3 times when he goes to his right. He only does it twice when he goes left. I'm not saying that. Like, I understand they'll make adjustments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But even with the adjustments, you should still be able to slice somebody down just based off of how you prep up until then. LeBron didn't allow anybody to slow him down Game 6 and Game 7. Whether they put Boris D out on him or whether they had Kawhi.
Why? Was he scoring in the paint like he saw him scoring in the paint all season long? No. He said, you're going to give me the jump shot? Well, it's time for me. I've been working on it all summer. It's time for me to shoot it and knock it down.
I'm just saying, like, he should do that every time.
But that's not his game. LeBron doesn't want to shoot jumpers. He wants the easy buckets. He wants to lay it up. He wants to go past people, use that size. As you saw, they didn't have a lot of time to prep for San Antonio. They knew what San Antonio liked to do. They had a lot of time to prep for him. Where was Tony Parker?
He played good defense.
LeBron made adjustments to slow him down. That is a great player. Let me make adjustments on defense. Let me make adjustments to my offense. Let me go out here and play basketball now.
But even with, and this is going against the heat, but even with those adjustments they made, the Spurs still had the series to lose.
And they did.
And they lost it.
I'm not taking anything away, but all I can say is 2 rings. It don't matter. You blew it. LeBron could have blew it when he pulled up that jump shot on Kawhi Leonard right there. In the game of 27 seconds left, he could have clinked it. When he went down and Tim Duncan missed the little bunny, he got the rebound, got fouled, he could have missed both those free throws.
Now, talk about free throws, though.
Yeah, free throws. That's what lost San Antonio the game, and LeBron buried the hatchet with him at the free throw line. That's the difference between Manu Ginobili and LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Tony Parker, healed from the hamstring, of course, but that's the difference between being the greatest player on the planet right now.
I just want him to do that every time.
He has the ability to do that, and it seems better.
It didn't matter what adjustment San Antonio made in Game 6 and Game 7. LeBron wouldn't go allow it.
But he shot a whole lot more jumpers. He shot eight threes. He shot 8 threes in Game 7.
And he sure could hit them. I didn't see him do that every time. Just come down.
He wasn't comfortable with it. It was given to him, and he just didn't look comfortable wanting to shoot the jumper. He wanted to go by him. But Game 6 is heavy. He said, okay, I know. I'm going to make you smooth, and Kawhi's going to back off of me, and I'm going to have to pull up and hit it.
All right, so like you said, going into next season with the Big 3, staying together like Riley wants to bring back and Mario Chalmers, you know, they took up his option. I want to see LeBron average 35 a game. Because, obviously, there's nothing you can do to stop him. You can back off and not let him have a layup.
LeBron James. Exactly. LeBron James.
I would have seen him come down and be like, you know what? You 2 feet off me. Thank you for that theory.
1 year could be next year. Maybe the year after that. But 1 year, LeBron James is going to average close to 30-10-10 in the first season. Hands down, he will do that.
And he should.
He may not average 30-10-10. He might average 29-8-9. But 30-10-10 is not out of his realm of
belief. I'm not saying he isn't, and I'm still going to not like him. I mean, I got forced not to, seeing as I'm a Celtics fan. But
yeah.
I want to see that every time because it makes the NBA interesting. It makes it better to watch because shut down a jumper, guess what? He's dunking over you. He's just making you a poster.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to see. That's that's really what it is. I find the NBA more interesting and more fun to watch when I'm going to watch a game and I can be like, all right, we got to slow LeBron down if that's even possible. If it's even possible.
Yeah.
We got to hope he's got an off-night shoot. That's all we got to hope. And I feel like, I mean, I was really young when Michael Jordan was playing. But I feel like that's how it was when Jordan was playing. We just got to hope he's got an off-night shooting, because if not, he can drive around us, he can dunk over us, he can shoot the J if he wants to. That's the way I think the NBA needs to be. And get David Stern out of here, because I'm surprised he even allows them three to be on the team.
He didn't like it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
he
surprised.
Definitely didn't like it. But over the weekend, they had to sit down with Stephen A. Smith, Brian Whitehorse from Miami Herald, and Israel Gutierrez, another one from Miami, sat down, talked with ESPN about the Big Three and what their future would be. And Stephen A. Smith said, if the season starts out and it's not going like the Heat want, don't think Pat Riley won't pick up that phone, call Jerry Buss and be like, I got Boss, you got Pal. What's up?
It's possible.
Boss is expendable.
Boss is expendable.
He is expendable. But if like, as they said, they're going to Greg Oden sit out this whole year. He's coming back off the knee surgery. He's going to be a cheap guy to get to bring him in. You know what I'm saying? It's a risk-reward kind of thing.
Same thing
with Birdman. With Richard Ward, you saw that paid off.
I mean, other than Birdman, they don't have a bunch of size. And Birdman's, I mean, he's not extremely big. But other than Birdman, they don't have a lot of size. So if they were to say, hey, Bosh, we'll take Udonis Haslam's play over yours and pick up some big guy, I would see it happening.
It wouldn't surprise me if you saw Trey Toss was Bosh to the Celtics for Rondo.
Of course, KG. Wouldn't surprise me for KG either.
I don't think they want to get over there. I wouldn't get Bosh up for KG.
Bosh has got 10 years of inconsistent play unless he improves something this year.
But I'm just saying, younger's always better.
Some cases.
But that wouldn't surprise me, Chalmers and Bosh. Just Rondo's always in trade talks. Every year.
No doubt.
Every year. I don't know why. I have no idea.
Don't ask me what Danny Ainge is doing up there. I wish I knew. But right now, I'm just kind of waiting on a couple of years now for the Boston Celtics to be anything.
It is going to be a rebuilding progress. Doc to the Clippers. It looks like that's going to be a great fit.
I'm waiting till they see who they got get coming in the draft.
You're going to be a Clippers fan, aren't you?
Probably.
He said probably.
I'll just be like,
not the Lakers?
No, get out of here, dude. I can't like the Lakers. Celtics fan.
But you can like the other LA?
I like the Clippers because they're not really a rivalry, but I can't like LA Lakers. Get out of here.
But you just going to follow the coach, huh?
I might. I don't know. Paul Pierce has been my favorite player since I was able to watch basketball and know what was going on. So, to be honest, where Paul Pierce goes, I'll probably be somewhat of a fan. I really hope he stays, though. I really do. So, I mean, we'll see. Come start of NBA season, we'll talk and see what I'm feeling.
And shout out to DJ Killer Cam. He's in here with us. I didn't let y'all know, but he's a Lakers fan. I know my man Scott's a Lakers fan. What do you think Dwight Howard is going to do? Because it's been clear that he does not want to play in D'Antoni City. He's made that very clear.
I think you get rid of D'Antoni. You should look how well that played out. Y'all better than Mike Brown, Cam.
But I don't know. I don't think Dwight Howard's I don't think he's going to be there.
Welcome to Houston.
If he goes to Houston, that's going to be the West powerhouse right there. So
if you can get him to play.
If you can get him to play, him and James Harden.
But we're at the halfway mark. Sports Talk.
Go pay some bills.
Twin Radio. We're going to pay some more bills. D-Boy, Matty Ice. We're going to get you back on the flip side. Sports Talk, Twin Radio.
I ain't in no rush. I handle you niggas when I feel like it. I just be chilling. Your bitch is chilling too.
Street runners, bitch. Bitch.
When I feel like it. Kill these hoes when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it. That's my bitch when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it. Kill these niggas when I feel like it.
Bro.
And I do the shit when I feel like it. When I feel like it. Smoke one when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it. Pull up when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it. Cash out when I feel like it.
Bro.
And I do the shit when I feel like it.
The way it shakes, they say it's fake. I can't lie, I feel like it. No snitch, I can't tell. If it look real and it feel like it. She bend it over, I will hike it. Number one pick, I still like it. Hershey fuck with some ball player. When I touch down, I still spike it. Know I got that check on me. I'm not Nike, but it feel like it. At the game in them floor seats, I ain't spike, but I feel like it. We ain't friends, we don't chill like it. You ain't my dog, we don't build like it. My nigga, no cameraman, but he be flashing them stills like it. Where I'm from, it ain't Iraq, but swear to God, it get real like it. Got soldiers in the field like it. Bout mine, you get killed like it. Pussy niggas be commentating, say they ain't hating, but it feel like it. Just post a pic of me and his boo on Instagram, think he like it. When I feel like it. Kill these hoes when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it, that's my bitch when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it, kill these niggas when I feel like it.
Bro.
And I do the shit when I feel like it. When I feel like it, smoke one when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it, pull up when I feel like it.
Two times.
When I feel like it, cash out when I feel like it.
When I feel like it.
And I do the shit when
street
I feel
runners.
Like
yeah.
it.
I ain't
a chef,
yeah.
I make meals like yeah. them. Cut them up in the thin slices. I got bricks like construction. You want instructions, you niggas ain't feel like me. Competition ain't real like me. I'm so sick, who ill like me? Two bitches in my suite, so when I leave, I bet them bitches still dyke it. Family good, cause I feel like it. I'm the hood, cause I feel like it. Might not be your favorite artist, but your favorite artist got a verse with me, so they still like it. If I make a come, it's a compliment. Nigga, fuck you like a parking ticket. I got cane like a walking stick. Shoot you for argument. Make all my bitches take all your bitches and play hide and get. I'm getting rich cause I feel like it. Take your girl cause I feel like it. Cash out, toss her up, wash her up. That's the sin cycle. And the niggas never did like it. In the car, then I got the title. Grandma bought me a hand Bible. I bought me a hand rifle. Cause I feel like all you niggas look recycled. And I'm getting head in the car while she drive.
When I feel like it, kill these hoes when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it, that's my bitch when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it, kill these niggas when I feel like it.
Bro.
And I do the shit when I feel like it. When I feel like it. Smoke one when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it. Pull up when I feel like it.
Yeah.
When I feel like it. Cash out when I feel like it.
Bro.
And I do the shit when I feel like
money in my mind. Hold my grind. Mind on my money, money on my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money on my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind on my money, money on my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money on my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind on my money, money on my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money on my mind. Hold my grind.
Money on my mind like lesbian sex. A beautiful thing, racks on racks, no latex. Gotta keep it raw, me I want it all, y'all check the waterfall. Before you learn to walk, gotta learn how to crawl. How to crawl, walk, back, flip, kick them in the jaw. Like martial law, like the world end in the summer, you never see me fall. How you think balance with the brick in the wall? On my grind, low key, stashing bricks in the wall. Keep my circle small, I don't fuck with most of y'all. Real, recognize real, I don't recognize y'all. Ain't no way you're running when you're up against the wall. Jordan in the clutch, just pass me the ball. See me on my MJ, I be living off the wall. R.I.P. Michael J.P. Deal, I know y'all know. Hard to escape, small town on the toe. Venus trap fly, don't wanna let him go. Delusions of grandeur, started off slow. Grind like erosion, I'm up and down the coast. Balance too much, something like an overdose. All these dead presidents, I think I'm seeing ghosts. Love me or hate me, whatever floats your boat. Fly fresh like a submarine, periscope. Let me clear my throat. Excuse me, let me make a toast. To all the real hustlers that have started to grind, bro. Hitting all V out to the note. Southwest VA MC's dope. Hits our time clock, tick, next stroke. I'm up to this hepatitis, till this shit have a roll. If you bite, make sure you
grind. Hold my time, mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money in my mind.
Money on my mind like the hair on my head. All about my grind on that Billy the Kid. No wasting time cause I gotta get all that I can. Straight up out of VA, 540 where the killers don't play. Money on the line so my bag stay full of that cake. Gun in my pocket, one strap to my waist. I'm in my prime, how you gonna say a nigga ain't shit to my face when you know that I'm the pimp? Money on the table, sell block 4 for the bricks. Bedford County, I'm born and raised, so I'm living this shit. I stay out in the sticks, but I hit that city on my stick to the rig. They ain't talking about shit when the money on the line. If you ain't getting dough, what you out here for? It's all legit, well some of it. The rest just for my encouragement. On the curve, I'm getting bit. Money on my mind like my last fuck bitch. Money on my mind, I ain't wasting no time. You can check my lines in my shoebox and get the hate up off me. You know I'm flossy when it comes to the dough. Your boy, it's awesome. On my New York shit, when I hit that stage. That money on my mind, so I'm going in for days. Money on my mind, so it send me into rage. Rolling up blunts in an escapade. You know I'm getting high, I'm on my Escalade. You know we paid, this Virginia breadwinners, none we praise. I'm on my layback, finna be laced up in the Maybach. Getting so lost that I can't find my way back.
Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind on my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, mind on my money. Hold my grind, mind on my money,
money in my mind.
Hold my grind, mind on my money,
money in my mind.
Hold my grind,
mind on my money.
Yo, what up, Sports Talk, Swim Radio, D-Boy, Matty I, Simple Entertainment. We back, and as we let out the show with the headlines, man, of course, you've been watching ESPN, that's all about Aaron Hernandez. Yeah, it's all about that Aaron Hernandez stuff, man. Of course, he was charged today with first-degree murder and 5 counts of gun charges, one of them being carrying a
large-capacity fire.
Yep, and carrying a gun without a permit. So, as we said earlier, this doesn't look good for Aaron. Even if he doesn't get charged first-degree, he's going to jail for this, definitely. So it's just right now. It just matters how many years.
Probably
just
safety measure that the Patriots went ahead and released
him as soon as he was arrested. But of course, you know that they had to been thinking about this the whole week. So
Anyway, we got some MLB games going on right now. I don't know if they're on TV, seeing as though we haven't been watching too much of that right now. We got bottom of the fourth in St. Louis. They're beating Houston 3-0, which, you know, if you've been watching, if you've been following MLB any this year, you know that St. Louis has the best record in the major league.
Oh, well, you would say that, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah, because you're a St. Louis fan. You're all over the map, man.
Love.
You're a Boston Celtics fan, a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Go ahead and say it. I'm on the bandwagon.
Garbage.
We got the bottom of the eighth in Washington. Washington's up 3-2. Washington, good young team. Strasburg. $1 million if he doesn't get suspended with these PEDs. Junk
Washington is my sleeper for winning the World Series.
I'm
trying to pick a sleeper.
Probably a good pick, to be honest. I mean, they got a lot of good young talent. Adam LaRoche has been playing for them, too. So.
And he homered last month.
Yeah, I mean, he's been all right. And we got in New York, we got the Rangers up 4-2.
Didn't they just sweep them?
Yeah, they just swept them, Cardinals. I had to watch that series, unfortunately. That was a rough series for us. But beating the Yankees, I don't care. Whoever beats the Yankees, I'll be happy. Because I don't like the Yankees either.
I'm sure you don't. I'm not a big Yankees guy either. Everybody knows I'm an L.A. Dodgers fan. And we up on Detroit. No, I'm just playing. The Los Angeles. I'm tongue-tied. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are up 4-3 on the Tigers. And
we were talking.
What do you think about the Triple Crown race, man? What if McGraw goes back-to-back?
Hold on. Right now in the Triple Crown race, Miguel Cabrera is leading the ML in batting average and runs batted in.
But it's behind
Chris Davis from Baltimore in home run.
And by a long, by
big margin. Chris Davis from Baltimore has 27 home runs, if I'm not mistaken. 31?
Yes.
He has 31?
You can look at it.
I'm going to go with you on this. So he has 31. And what's crazy is Chris Davis is second in RBIs to Miguel Cabrera and second in batting average to Miguel Cabrera. So this MLB season is shaping up to be a crazy.
But you want to know what the craziest thing about it is at all?
What is that?
That Chris Davis has 31 home runs and it's not even July. It's not even nowhere near the All-Star break. And he has 31 bombs. You know what that puts him on pace for? Like 70. Barry Bonds, watch out.
No doubt, dude.
Yes, I'm not playing.
He's been hitting.
He's on pace to break 72 home runs.
Which, if you watch Chris Davis, he's a lefty. And he has, and when he swings, it doesn't even look like he
trying
hard.
Yeah.
It's just
like, beautiful.
Let me throw this bat out there.
You know, it's almost as beautiful as King Griffey Jr.'s was. Just pretty. You know what I'm saying? Fluid.
It's a beautiful swing, which not taking anything Miguel Cabrera, because
Miguel Cabrera just looks like he's ripping the cover off the bottom time he hits. It don't look like.
But, you know, if you watch his movement, it's just.
Oh yeah, they're
fluid.
A little front leg kick and boom.
But he
looks like every time he hits it, it looks like he ripped the cover off the ball. No matter if it's a hard grounder to short, he looks like he ripped the cover off the ball.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm a big Pujols fan, and you know he had his good years. He looks like the Pujols of, I don't remember what year it was, but
the MVP of 07.
It may have been when he hit 49 home runs after missing 2 months. Because of a strained oblique.
Wow.
He missed.
Don't the Angels wish that Pujols was back?
I bet they do. I mean, the Angels do.
He says, let me get my money. I don't even want to play ball anymore. Just put me in a batter's box and I'll act like I'm trying.
I mean, the Angels this year have been disappointing, to say the least.
Very. They should.
They're like 8 games under 500. And if you look at that lineup, Mike Trout, Mike Trumbo, Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton. They should win every game just based off of their hitting lineup.
Ain't that the truth?
I understand you have good pitchers that come in and have good nights. But, man, you going to tell me that everybody on their roster is having an off night hitting? They got it up and down the board, just stacked, and they are eight games under 500.
I mean, you think they signed Josh Hamilton, they signed Albert Pujols, they had Jared Weaver on the mound. Like, that looks like if that on paper, if that looks like World Series, I don't know what does.
Which, like I said, on paper, that's why we play the game.
Definitely.
Because on paper, I bet the Braves wouldn't even stack up well against a lot of teams.
No.
But, like I said, you play the game, and you have Josh Hayward, you know, going off. You have
Jason
Hayward, my bad. And that Medlin, the pitcher, I can't remember his first name for anything right now.
Oh, I can't remember.
But he's been pitching well.
And they got arguably the best closer in baseball.
True. I mean, you know, you look up and down, and I couldn't pick anybody other than the top two teams in the NL and AL to even make a run at the World Series, because I couldn't accurately predict anybody to do it, because teams are so close this year. This has been a great year for baseball.
Yeah,
just because you don't know who's going to win on any given night. I mean, you could go ahead and be like, you know, the Royals are going to lose because it's the Royals. But even this year, the Royals are above 500 or maybe just below it. And usually, you know, you see the Royals and they're the bottom of the AL Central.
They're playing good baseball.
I mean, this year in baseball, I've been wanting to watch. I mean, if you're not into baseball out there, you might want to check it out this year, because you really just don't know. And you look up and down the thing, and like I said, I might be a little biased here because I'm a St. Louis fan. So, but if you look at St. Louis, they have Wainwright, which is the definite ace. And then you have down the board, it's kind of just a toss-up who you would take next. I mean, they have Lance Lynn, who's a good young pitcher. They have I can't think of his name right now. His last name's Walker, I think. And they have Tim Lyons, and just
the Cardinals. I gotta give it to you and the Cardinals. They do look promising for a deep playoff.
And if you look in the field, we have Matt Carpenter, who could play any position but has now been transitioned to second base. And
don't you miss the old days, though, man? The old Cardinal squads. David Eckstein. Scott Rowland over at third.
Yeah, dude, I miss them a little bit. But, I mean, right, they didn't have the best record in baseball when they had that team.
But it was fun to watch. It
was fun to watch, not going to lie. It
was fun to watch.
They went to a couple World Series.
You put old
106.
You put old Chris Carpenter on the mound, and you know it was a win every night.
Chris Carpenter is still with the team, and right now is on pace to start after the All-Star break. So,
and that's another thing with the ex-Cardinal, Albert Pujols. I bet you, after the All-Star break, the Angels are going to just pick it up.
Woo!
They got too much, man. I don't care what the thing he is.
But
if you could have no chemistry at all, but if you have all the talent in the world, it's going to win you games at least. It's at least going to win you games.
Well, I mean, Albert Pujols has still been producing decent numbers. And, you know, Mike Trout's second year, he might be a little bit in a sophomore slump. But one person in particular you got to look at for the Angels is Josh Hamilton. They gave him a big contract in the offseason. Even Cameron back here said, shh. So, and you look at his numbers right now, at this point in time, he's batting .216 with 10 home runs and 26 RBIs.
And is batting seventh in the lineup.
His next stop is ninth, and after that, it's AAA.
I don't see that. Yeah, that kind of money. Nah, he ain't going to AAA. He might bat ninth, but he ain't going to AAA, man. You paid. When's the last time a AAA player made him something?
Still, dude. I mean, his
numbers. As I said, I think they're going to pick it up, man. I just. How full is Josh Hamilton? It's their first?
I think it is their first year actually being together.
Yeah, so, I mean, like. You gotta find out what fits. Does Josh hit better in front of Albert? Does Albert hit better in front of Josh? Like, you understand? Once you find out what's better for the team, it'll be okay. But they just haven't found it yet. Mike Socha is a hell of a manager. Hell of a manager. I like Mike Socha, and I know that he's going to get them boys to rally and play. But you got arguably one of the top five pitchers in the game, Jared Weaver.
Jared Weaver's a fantastic pitcher. He is getting up there in a little bit in age, but he's still been able to produce numbers, good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the ace of that lineup. But the Angels, just their main core of their lineup has been almost abysmal.
I mean, I see what's
situation
too.
But I mean, if you watch baseball, you'll see them. They'll have flashes of where you're like, "Whoa, that team will be hard to deal with consistently if they can put it together." But then next game, they'll all three of them will go 0-for-5 and strike out 3 times. I mean, it's tough to tell with the Angels at this point. Right now, I really hope that after the All-Star break, they kind of just set the tone for the rest of the league.
What would that be like? St. Louis versus Albert Pujols in the World Series.
It'd be
Game 7 in St. Louis. Bottom of the ninth, y'all up by 1. 2 outs, 3-2 count. In St. Louis, Pujols is at the plate.
I don't know whether...
That would be... You couldn't script a movie better.
I know that... The Cardinals fans, and I've been there for this. I went to NLCS Game 5 when they played the Brewers in 2011. I've been there for this. When the other team makes a great play, the Cardinals fans, which me included, I was clapping for them. I was halfway. I was there to be like, that's a good play. I mean, we are honestly a rare breed of fans. We don't really boo.
Yeah, y'all aren't like Miami Heat fans.
We don't boo. We don't make a fool of ourselves.
Yeah, you don't leave games when it's the World Series when you're down.
No doubt. I mean, what I'm saying is, like, we are a kind of a rare breed of fans where we're like, that dude made a hell of a play. Better, I got to give him a hand for that. But World Series, Game 7, Pujols up the bat.
2 outs in the ninth, up by 1 run, runners at second, 3-2 count.
Which
I'm putting my money on Pujols. I don't care.
Well, I'll let you go with that. I'm just saying, as a Cardinals fan, I don't know whether to be like, come on, screw up, hit into an out, do something, you know. I kind of want to be like, I just also want to be like, all right, Pujols, let's go.
I've seen history.
Yeah.
I'm here at this game.
I want to be like Pujols.
I want to ask you something. Who was your favorite player when he was there? Was he not your favorite player?
Oh, he was my. He still is my favorite player. I will follow the Angels just to see how Pujols is doing.
But that doesn't make you sway your team.
It doesn't, because to be honest, I just love the St. Louis Cardinals. I love everything they're about. They have the number one farm system in baseball, which is what they used to bring up, the young players. 17 of the 23 players on our roster made their MLB debut with the Cardinals.
Wow.
17 out of the 23.
Wow.
So, like I said, it's hard to go against my team because, I mean, yeah, Pujols left, and that was kind of a hole to fill. But we brought in Carlos Beltran. You know, we brought in.
But are you like that in every sport?
I won't say that so much about.
The way you want with your Cardinals is the way I am with the Patriots. I love Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying, Bill Belichick, but they left, I'd still be a Pats fan. But in the NBA, like I said, I made clear, LeBron goes overseas and plays overseas in Athens. I'm buying a package for Athens, and I'm watching that. You won't see me watching the NBA game.
Well, I mean, like you're saying, I'm kind of a Paul Pierce fan when it comes to basketball, even though he's in his down years where he's getting older, you know, he ain't quite as athletic as he used to be. If he were to go to another team, I'd probably follow that team. Not gonna lie. So if he were to go to the Clippers, I'd follow the Clippers.
I totally understand.
I'll tell you, if he goes to the freaking Washington Wizards, I'm going to be a Wizards fan.
Now,
but for football, I mean, my favorite player was Michael Vick when I first grew up watching football. Just, I loved Michael Vick. He went to prison. I stuck it out with my Falcons. You know, we went 4-12 and 5-11 a couple seasons. I still stuck with them. And we brought in Matt Ryan, and we've had some up years. So.
But I think, and this is my honest opinion, when it comes to Falcons fans, if Michael Vick, when he went to jail, if y'all would have continued to have 4-12 and 5-11 seasons, and he came out, and whatever team he got with, and y'all still doing that, all y'all would be Michael Vick, and y'all would be Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I'm not going to
just bail in. You held in because that's your favorite player. So, he plays the Falcons. We got Matt Ryan. Okay, I still like Vick, but I'm not leaving Falcons.
To be honest, I'm going to tell you now that when we drafted Matt Ryan, I thought it was a dumb pick. I honestly doubted it. I said, no, why did we do that? I really did. So when he came
in. And now it's been clearly evident since they picked Matt Ryan that you were right.
Well, to a point.
I'm just asking a few questions.
To a point. I'll give you that to a point. But
he's a good quarterback.
As I'm saying, I really did. I was like, man, we got Matt Ryan out of Boston College. I mean, there could have been somebody else there, you know, drafted in the first round. And I don't know how Cam back here felt because me and him
just shared. Did Vic your favorite player?
Vic is still one of my favorites.
Who is your favorite?
I've got to go with Julio Jones now.
That's your favorite?
That's going to be my favorite.
Now, this is going to be weird for me, but I'm a Pats guy. That's my team, my number one team. My favorite player is RG3.
But my now it is. Now it is.
He was only a rookie this past year.
Aaron Hernandez.
No, Aaron Hernandez was my favorite player on the Patriots.
Okay.
RG3 is my favorite player.
And to be honest, I'm going to say that I like watching RG3 play.
Who doesn't?
I mean, he's
Michael Vick on God status.
It's fun to
watch. Throw.
And not just that, but one thing that sets him apart from Michael Vick, because they both kind of had the same game. Granted, I'll give RG3 the better throwing arm.
I hope you're going to say what I hope you're going to say.
But RG3 just carries himself better. He's a really humble dude. I mean.
But there is the cricket's come along, but he is turning into kind of a prima donna, diva type player. Who does press conferences at OTAs?
Well,
really? Who calls a press conference at an OTA?
What's to say that he actually called it?
Mike Shanahan called that? Really? His track record?
No, Mike Shanahan said, let's have a press conference.
No, definitely would never. So, you know, it had to be RG3.
Okay.
But, listen, this is why RG3 stands apart from Michael Vick if they both came to the league at the same time. You take Michael Vick's legs away from him, he's going to start a quarterback in the league. Never would have been in Atlanta. You take RG3's legs away from him where he can't run, he's still a starting prominent quarterback in the NFL, hands down.
Yeah, definitely.
He would still be in picked high right where he got picked by Washington if he didn't have any legs.
We would be talking about Michael Vick being compared to Tim Tebow if he didn't have his
legs. It was just a little bit mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't go that far. Vick's got a better arm than Tim Tebow.
What I said that I'll give it to RG3 that he has a better arm than Vick better throw motion.
I see RG3 leaning towards more of a Donovan McNabb than a Mike Vick. Point being, not that, you know what I'm saying, like, I think he's got potential to be way better than Donovan McNabb was. But as far as when Donovan McNabb came in, he was a running quarterback for Syracuse. He took off running. But as it got later in career, you find out that he was a straight pocket passer, would put the ball on the money, and only use his feet when he absolutely had to mobilize it and go around in the pocket.
If I'm not mistaken, Cam, I think you might be able to correct me. Didn't Donovan McNabb beat Virginia Tech at Syracuse in 1998 on a last-minute touchdown? And Michael Vick was a freshman at...
I'm going to tell you nothing, man. I can't stand Virginia Tech.
I'll give it to you.
I cannot stand Virginia Tech fans.
They're two types. There are two types of Virginia Tech fans.
Yeah.
I think Cam will back me up on this. There's the Virginia Tech fans that have been there from the start where they were never good and just became good. And then there's the Virginia Tech fans that are like, oh, yeah, praise Jesus, we got Frank Beamer. Woo, we win games. Oh, yeah. And then they start losing and they're like, I like Virginia Tech.
I just don't like Virginia Tech fans at all.
And they're
Virginia Tech, you can look this up, but I'm pretty sure I'm 99% right. They are the most overhyped college football team of all time. Point being, they never won a national championship. How are you going to be so hyped every year that you've never won a national championship? And this is another point I have. If you didn't win one with Michael Vick, you're never going to win one. I ain't going to say never, but your chances of winning one are slim to none.
Well, I mean, if you look, which there goes a lot in the hyping up a team, if you look into the draft class they got, I mean, not the draft class, wow, the recruiting class that they got, you know, you go and look at the type of talent they're bringing in, the players.
Hopefully they got a new quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Logan Thomas himself. But if you look into the recruiting class that they bring in, to be honest, I wish Frank Beamer would retire or they fire him. Like, honestly, I don't even like Frank Beamer. I want Bud Foster to be our head coach. But you look at the coaching staff, which Frank Beamer does have a good track record. You can't take that away from him. He has a pretty decent track record.
Oh, he's probably going to Hall of Fame.
But that's what I think goes into the hype and, you know, the preseason rankings, how good they're going to be, you know, that type of thing. So I think
I don't think it's that way because Joe Pa didn't get that low.
Joe Pa just went out and coached and didn't get
a better. He's probably arguably one of the greatest coaches of all time.
If they can get this lawsuit overturned.
Forget the whole Penn State incident, what happened. As a football coach, he definitely is one of the best of all time. Right there with Bobby Bowden.
I'll say it too.
And Bobby Bowden.
To be honest, I don't think this lawsuit should hold anything against Joe Pa because he didn't really have a part in it. He wasn't the one going out there with kids, was he?
Yeah, he wasn't the one doing the little thing, but they say that he knew about it. But that's a different story. Didn't they take his statue down?
They took his.
That was just. Down.
They took 103 wins away from him. So he's not even winning this coach in NCAA now.
It's Bobby Bowden, I'm sure.
Yep. Sadly enough. Which, I don't think they did Joe Pa right, but that's a whole other segment.
As far as that, but you went back to just because it's Frank Beamer, Joe Pa never got that lucky for him's sake. I don't know why.
Which,
so right.
I'm not going to say that.
It was like
ACC.
Like two years ago.
They didn't win last year. But they won the year before. I mean.
And they lost in the Orange Bowl, didn't they?
Yeah, on some
Cincinnati.
It was Michigan. Danny Cole called or didn't call. According to the refs, they didn't catch that touchdown pass in overtime, which we're not going to get into either. But Cameron back here seems to think it was a catch. So, he's biased, but it's all right. I mean, I'm a Tech fan, but like I said, the refs called it incomplete. Michigan kicked the field goal and won the game. That's they were in a Sugar Bowl, so I mean that's what happened. So I mean I think Tech
even Tech fans gotta admit that Virginia Tech is overhyped.
Hold on, I'm getting into that. On most occasions, if they're not ranked in the top 25 each season,
which they are.
I think.
And more times than not, top 12.
True. That's where I think they're overranked and overhyped.
Like, it's something in the 15 to 20 range, I'm fine with. Every year, like, being number 8 and then wasn't this last year, they wouldn't even finish top
12. No, they were 15 to start to do, and they won 68.
Case in point.
Which, the season that Michigan lost to Appy State, they were ranked.
But that isn't consistently.
Michigan has a really consistent team for a while.
What do you base consistency on?
Winning the AC championship for a few years.
When was the last time they appeared in the national championship?
When Vic was there.
Case in point again.
I said a case in point.
Nobody else.
If you're in a BCS
ball. Nobody else is getting as much love as Tech does every single year in the rankings. And
USC.
They've been to at least 3 or 4 since last time Tech was in it. So theirs is I can understand theirs.
Whatever you say, man. I'm just saying there's a lot that goes into the preseason rankings.
Yes. Evidently, a lot of them are Tech fans that are biased on the
I wouldn't go that far.
Why not?
Because there's a lot of situations that Tech doesn't get as much love as they needed.
Really? Because they had a chance to go to the national championship and lost to Boise State. If they went
Boise State, are you really going to compare that to Tech?
What do you mean?
Tech, I mean Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl.
Once again, did you do right? That was the only game you lost.
Thank you for proving my point.
What do you mean proving my point? If you wouldn't have lost the game, like you got blew out by Boise State. You had some malfunctions.
We lost 35-30 or something.
Yes, and your defense blew the game because Kellen Moore drove them down the field to win it.
And Kellen Moore was a good college quarterback.
Where's he at now?
It's a good quarterback.
Oh, but Virginia Tech produces so many great quarterbacks and so many great defensive players.
I mean, we have a good defensive coach. I will not say we have good quarterbacks. We got Logan Thomas, who's a tight end.
Compared I said corner.
Corner. Well, I mean,
D'Angelo Hall,
Brandon Flowers,
D'Angelo
Hall, NFL players,
Brett Grimes. Yeah, so
takes it for
Kellen Moore drove down the field.
But he wasn't playing now.
Richard Sherman?
He might have been playing.
Yes, he was playing.
He might have been playing. Brandon Flowers.
And they're two of the top players in the freaking NFL. One became one.
You got to deal with a whole defense.
What do you mean? Because he threw the ball on you.
Okay.
Brandon Flowers was playing out of the corner. Richard Sherman had another one.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to go pay some bills so we can work this argument out on our own. This is Sports Talk with D-Boy and Matty Guys.
DJSpanatic.com.
See, it's brackets, nigga. Them hoes ain't fucking you because you ain't in that bracket, nigga. Learn life. It's levels to this shit, young boy. Hey, oh, you feel me? Yeah, little nigga, we don't rock the same clothes. Fuck the same hoes, cause it's levels to the shit. Little nigga, we don't drive the same whips. We don't fuck the same chicks, cause it's levels to the shit. Little nigga, we don't get the same paper. You and motherfucking haters, hey, it's levels to the shit. Little nigga, cause it's levels to the shit. Little nigga, cause it's levels to the shit. Yeah, oh, Lord, cause it's levels to the shit. Levels to the shit, can't fuck my hoe, cause it's levels to the bitch. And I be rocking powder like the devil in his bitch. In the broken bag like a gold medal to the bitch, Lord. And I'm heavy as a gift. Shining like a motherfucking bezel on my wrist. All my niggas mommy, so we heavy in his bitch. 30 grand for the mule, that's Chevy on my wrist. Woo! Cocaine, Mosang. Young nigga blowing up Kurt Cobain. Boom! Skating on them like I'm Lil Wayne. In his 458 and do the low lane. Boom! Swerve on them niggas, got a nerve on them. Cause I heard the flash better than he had them birds on them. But that nigga back home. And them niggas roll with them, call the case. What you think? Nigga fucking told on them. I
ain't get my shit snatched yet. You ain't get your bitch back yet. One car, nigga, chain that tech. Blood drawn, headshot, nigga, brains on step. Hot shit if you pop shit. And I don't want your opinion if you ain't got shit. We young niggas, we winning, I pull up drop shit. My shit, we more keys than
little nigga, we don't rock the same clothes. Fuck the same hoes, cause we levels to the shit.
True.
Little nigga, we don't drive the same whips. We don't fuck the same chicks, cause we levels to the shit.
True.
Little nigga, we don't get the same paper. You a motherfucking hater, cause we levels to the shit.
Yo.
Little nigga, cause we levels to the shit.
Oh.
Little nigga, cause we levels to the shit.
We run a beat.
Damn, Tommy, you ain't got no job. DC, we the motherfucking mob. Young niggas getting straight to the money in the range with your honey. I pull up like I make them pie moves again. Some boys shooting on Pledda. Maybach, Rose, and them rolling down Colin Cole Rug. Hit the air with them. Compound niggas lie now. If it's the finals, I'm ballin' like a LeBron now. I call up Odyssey, tell them bitches to calm down. I treat that jet like a taxi the way I'm flying around. And I don't fuck with no niggas. If they don't fuck with my niggas. And I ain't fucking no bitches. If they fucking my niggas, we don't rock the same clothes. Fuck the same hoes, cause we levels to the shit.
True.
Little nigga, we don't drive the same whips. We don't fuck the same chicks, cause we levels to the shit.
True.
Little nigga, we don't get the same paper. You a motherfucking hater, cause we levels to the shit.
Yo.
Little nigga, cause we levels to the shit.
Oh.
Little nigga, cause we levels to the shit.
Shut up.
One time for the real niggas.
One time.
Two time for the bad bitches.
Two time.
Y'all suckers be cuffing hoes. Cause y'all suckers never had bitches.
Nah.
I hit the dealer, but it never rose. That's the reason why you mad, nigga.
Hater.
That's the reason why you hating on me.
Me.
I love ballin' my bad, nigga. Cause it levels to the shit. Levels to the shit. Can't fuck my hoe. Cause it levels to the bitch. Cause it levels to the bitch. In a broken bag like a gold medal to the bitch. Love.
Love.
Love. The same clothes, fuck the same hoes, cause we levels to the shit.
True.
Little nigga, we don't drive the same whips. We don't fuck the same chicks, cause we levels to the shit.
True.
Little nigga, we don't get the same paper. You a motherfucking hater, cause we levels to the shit.
Yo.
Little nigga, cause we levels to the shit.
Oh.
Little nigga, cause we levels to the shit.
Shut up.
Oh, love.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it, kill it, kill it,
ooh,
kill it. I said, I think it's time to kill it.
Bitch, I'm sexy as fuck. You ain't even gotta tell me. I ride around the block. I fuck my girl, R. Kelly. Tell her, make me a sandwich. No pee-pee and jelly. She look back like, God damn, what you think? This a deli? I'm screaming, hell yeah, trip. Hell yeah, whoop. That shit make her love me more. And she know I love her too. She know I've been to hell and through. I need what Revan's do. Power of the revenue got me up to the tennis and the two. Ooh, I gotta shine, boy, I be a star. On fire, that's a meteor. So I'm either or. On TV with a reader or. Set your DVR. Stacking money face to face. What that mean? CPR? Every day to take day. Gay, bang, match paint. Town to ride around, me and my dog like Charlie Brown. Just trying to get that white money, you know, counting KKKK on a day-to-day-to-day base. Then vacay for 8 days. Oh, you know, motherfuckers taking a vacation. Put palm trees up in my house and have a staycation. Getting paid while I'm chilling, that's a vacation. Full glass of champagne. Oh,
no, you can't.
I've seen cars, switch up, seen hoes, switch up, seen money. I'll switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with ya. Ain't switch, I ain't switch up. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up.
Oh.
This ain't me. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up.
Oh.
The same team. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up.
God,
I ain't switch up. I think it's time to kill it.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it.
Bought a Cadillac, now I'm Cadillac Tom. She ride right, but I'm riding right. Put a Cadillac on that lawn. Might even let her be gay. Might even let her be strong. Might even let her be push. She never meet my mom. Shottown is my town. I ride around like I'm lying down. South side, my eyes down. I'm the shit, y'all fly around. I'm in my mode today. Saying what the fuck I'm supposed to say. Moving, making money, got them trash bags, bags. Smoke Chiba with leaders, pussy tweeter, I eat her. Got strippers and divas, plus some cougars and cheetahs. Oh, oh, you wear good, put me on like Bonita. I said, ease up, ease up, ease up. Ain't nobody fucking with my clique.
All these bad bitches, man, they want to.
They do.
All I care about's my crew, my family and women. Set these women that's hoeing, and these hoes that be stealing, trying to get them a cut. That's how you end up with stitches. I tell a bitch, quit playing and play your position. Either move or get devoured. Fuck a coward. I be fresher than these motherfuckers head to toe if I rock Eddie Bauer, but I don't. Or go. Everything I do it overboard. Michael Phelps splash, smile for the Polaroid. Self-employed, now you self-employed. Deep boy, never told, but I still got more lines than corduroy. And I'm with the same crew until I'm an old man. Cause ain't no such thing as new old friends. I'm saying,
I've seen cars, switch up, seen hoes, switch up, seen money, y'all switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with you. Ain't switch, I ain't switch up. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. This ain't me. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. This ain't team. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. God, I ain't switch up. I think it's time to kill it. Kill it, 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 kill it.
Yeah.
Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it.
God.
Y'all, welcome back. Sports Talk, Twin Radio, D-Boy, Matty Ice. Now, I don't know about y'all, but me and Matt love to watch some soccer.
Right? That's the truth. It's the damn truth. That's what it is.
The damn truth. You heard it here first. The Confederate Cup's going on right now, of course. Brazil won earlier today.
2-1, right? Over Uruguay.
Yep. And then tomorrow we got Spain and Italy at 2:30 on ESPN.
And I don't know about y'all, but like I said, me, like D-Boy said, we are into some soccer. And if you like soccer, or maybe just on the fence, tomorrow's going to be a game to watch.
Spain and Italy, definitely. Good
because game. Spain, I think, is still the number one in the world.
Yep.
And then we got Italy, which I think is top five.
Either way, if whoever wins, Italy or Spain, the Confederate Cup final is going to be something you're going to want to watch.
It is, because right now in the final is Brazil, which, like I said, they beat Uruguay earlier. And let me tell you, that was a hard-fought game.
Definitely.
That was a hard-fought
game. But when you got a rising star like Neymar,
Neymar, who could
Neymar, in a couple years, could be one of the, if not the best soccer players.
Neymar has set up at least 75% of their goals in the Confederation Cup. The man doesn't really, I mean, he scored two goals that I know, that I can think of right now. But
same game, wasn't it?
No, it was in the group stage. He, in two consecutive games. But Neymar can handle the ball. I mean, he has beautiful skill moves. He has uncanny ability to beat defenders, get up to the right places, can kick the ball like no other. He sets up his teammates so well that I feel like I could go in and score.
Yeah, he's like the Jason Kidd of soccer.
The man is a beast. And I know y'all are sitting there thinking, and, you know, this is how I feel like America's attitude is towards soccer. Oh, that's boring. Oh, this and that. Yes.
No.
Yes, they may not score a lot. They may not.
Unless you was watching Spain and Tahiti, like I was. And it seemed like there was a goal at least a span of every 7 minutes.
Which, that's
what I'm looking for tomorrow, Spain and Italy. Because Fernando Torres, ladies and gentlemen, looks like he has found the family.
Yeah, Fernando Torres has gotten, they were talking about him for the past couple of years being older, not being able to produce,
mm-hmm.
not scoring, not doing anything like he was supposed to. But in the Spain-Tahiti game, which, granted, it was
Tahiti, but they are professional soccer players.
In the Spain-Tahiti game, Fernando Torres had 4 goals.
They scored 10.
They beat Tahiti 10-0.
They scored 10, in case you didn't hear me the first time.
It was a
Fernando Torres scored in the 4th minute on just a beautiful, beautiful through ball from David Villa. Beautiful.
Which Spain has a lot of talent. Like we said, they're first in the world.
They got the best goalkeeper on the planet.
Best goalkeeper on the planet.
Eager to see us.
But coming down, which you're predicting, I think Spain and Brazil go to final. Which
I'm not counting Italy out.
Brazil's like
Spain's going.
Which if you, I'm going with Italy this next game, which is tomorrow at 2:30, and the final is Sunday at I think 2:30. I think Italy with Mario Balotelli as, you know.
Mario Balotelli is a man child.
But he comes with a lot of, he comes with a package of drama, if that's even the right word to say. Because Mario Balotelli literally does what he wants when he wants and dares you to say something to him.
Well, when you're Mario Balotelli, you can do that.
Which I was watching. I've been following this Confederation Cup since the start of it. And one of the analysts for this
Confederation
Cup is Steve McMahon that played with England back in the day. And Alexi Lawless is on there.
Yep.
And you got a couple of other, you know, other soccer players from past time. But Steve McMahon said, I would not have Mario Balotelli on my team just because of all the drama he brings with him.
Is he kind of Marco Bellinelli? Is Mario Balotelli, is he friends with Mario Bellinelli?
They're Italian, so we'll see. But Steve McMahon said that he wouldn't take him. And to be honest, I wouldn't take him either because, like we were saying, he brings a lot to the table. Great soccer player, scores a lot of goals. But do you really want to deal with all his shenanigans after the soccer game, though? And not even necessarily after the soccer game. The man scored a goal against, who were they playing? I can't think of it right now, but he took his shirt off, which FIFA made a rule that if you take your shirt off after scoring a goal or whatever, it's an automatic yellow card. And, you know, you get yellow cards in consecutive games, you're suspended for the next match. So he already got one after he scored a goal when you should be celebrating, not be pissed off and taking your shirt off.
All I got to say is what a dream team it would be to have on your front when you're attacking, when you're counterattacking, whatever you're doing, to have on one wing Neymar, the other main wing Messi, and striking Cristiano Ronaldo and interchanging Messi and Ronaldo. What a dream team. That's what Barca needs to do.
I mean,
that's the money. I mean, they already got Neymar and they already got Messi. So, I mean, I've been watching Ronaldo since he was with Manny, when him and the young Wayne Rooney.
the young Wayne Rudy.
Like 16.
17, 18, in that area. So definitely got to check out Spain and Italy tomorrow. It's going to be a great match. Great match. I can see this
one. And I think Andres Pirlo, which is the fantastic defender for Italy, is going back in the game, which he sat out against Brazil because he had a calf injury. I think he's going to be playing, and that man's one to watch too. Free kick specialist. There's probably, between him and Ronaldo, it's a toss-up who I'd rather have kicking. So it's going to be a heck of a game to watch. It's probably one that might get you into soccer if you've never watched
it. And if that one gets you into soccer, the final will.
Yeah, but it's because I'm final telling between you. Whether it's Brazil and Italy or whether it's Brazil and Spain, there's gonna be a lot of soccer challenges.
I'm telling you, if you want to watch good soccer, you will watch. I'm telling you, Neymar is a man. I like Neymar.
Neymar's definitely going to be.
He might be the next Messi. We never know.
As far as Brazil-wise, he might be the next Pele.
And Pele is, of course,
he
even
able to go like Pele, but he definitely sets them up.
And it's just as good. You're scoring either way.
You're scoring a goal.
Exactly. And it goes back to, and you just brought in Pele. Of course, in Brazil, they've been having a lot of, what would you say, rioting and all
a lot
that
of
protests and all that. And Pele and Neymar were the first to back the protest.
Yeah. I'm supposed to show you something about the whole Brazil nation. When you have the best soccer players,
you have the best soccer player of all time.
Arguably the best soccer player of all time. We'll see how Messi plays out.
Yeah.
But arguably the best soccer players of all time. With the protesters, that is a big statement.
That's definitely a big statement. And Neymar hopes to make a bigger statement in the final.
Which, this Confederation Cup is kind of a little teaser to see, you know,
for next summer
when we have the actual World Cup, which is always exciting. It doesn't matter who's playing, it's always exciting. You could get
hopefully the USA keeps playing like a good one.
USA.
Landon Donovan's coming back, so that should add some more firepower. And Clint Dempsey's playing like a man. He's got to be up there with Landon Donovan as one of the best USA players of all time.
He is. And since Donovan left, you know, took his little break.
Dempsey has stepped up.
Now, granted, we're talking about USA soccer, which – a lot of y'all are probably like, you know. Oh,
but at one point in time,
not very good.
They were last run of the World Cup. The year before the World Cup when they did the in Brazil. I think it was Confederate Cup then, too.
Oh, no, the Confederation Cup was in South Africa.
South Africa. That's what I mean, South Africa. They finished. They did beat Spain, and they finished that off with being number 12 in the whole world.
That's
high for USA if you watch
that. They actually finished third overall in the tournament.
And was ranked number 12.
Ranked 12th out of every
country in the world. And that's the highest it's ever been.
And, you know, you look at U.S. sports and we got baseball, which we're decent at. You know, we're and then we got football, which is our main sport. And then we got NBA where we win the gold medal. Whatever you want us to win a game, just call the U.S. So, when you're talking about soccer, which is not a main U.S. sport, you know, 12th in the world is really good. And to be honest, I think this team we got now, even without Donovan, could rival that just based on how they're playing right now.
Well, as I said, we got it rolling. And hopefully when the World Cup comes around next time, the USA will make a deep run. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this week up, man. It's been good. It's been Sports Talk, Twin Radio, Matty Ice, D-Boy. Follow me on Twitter at D-Boy_Sample. Matt.
Follow me on Twitter on M_Thompson32.
And we out here, man. Simply NT.